today, Syria said it welcomes a Russian proposal to put the nation's chemical weapons under international control. This, of course, comes on the heels of Bashar al-Assad's interview with CBS. The Syrian president warned of possible reprisals if the United States attacks Syria. TV Paul is a professor of international relations at McGill University, and he joins me on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So let me get your impressions of this latest proposal by the Russians.
I think it's an excellent move. President Obama should use this opportunity to avert a military conflict, because the military conflict has no assurance that he would succeed without causing quite a bit of harm.
Okay,
but if this is successful, then it will go down as a great example of what you call coercive diplomacy, use of diplomacy and coercion combined.
All right. I do want to talk more about whether or not you think what you think of those strikes, but more about this proposal by the Russians. I mean, more than one commentator right now is saying, isn't it interesting that the leader who was just a couple of weeks ago denying that they had chemical weapons at all is now admitting and submitting them to international control? And I guess the question is, do you believe that Syria will comply?
Well, that is a good question. But on the other hand, the leader is under tremendous pressure. He knows that even if the U.S. Congress does not approve of President Obama's proposal for a strike, he has other ways of restraining or controlling Syria. That may include blockades and other activities that are not war or giving a lot of support to the rebels. So I think he has every incentive. And I think the Russians are under also a lot of pressure, because if they don't do something, Obama may call their bluff and may engage in a war. And just like in Kosovo, Russia may be the loser in the end. So Russians know that this is their chance to show their diplomacy and their protecting their ally in the Middle East.
After having mostly been not just impotent in this whole thing, but actually seeming like part of the problem throughout the summer, Russia has voted many times to stall any kind of international action at the UN. And so it looks now like they are trying to get involved in a more constructive way.
Well, it is very possible that they got some proper intelligence reports from their own intelligence as well as the U.S. intelligence, and the realization that this regime is going beyond their control, and they thought that they probably could restrain him from using the weapons. Hmm. Russia is a signatory to the Chemical Weapons Convention. Syria is not. And so I think Russians are probably realizing that they have a chance now to play a larger role and come out as a big winner. And I think that's a possibility occurring much faster than we think.
I don't want to appear overly cynical about the process, but part of me feels like this whole thing has been a PR exercise, including the latest move by the Russians. Certainly, some of what Obama has been saying strikes me as being a bit of a PR exercise. And I wonder what you think of Assad appearing on U.S. television today.
Every war is a PR exercise, too. I mean, it's usually you're trying to influence lots of constituencies. Assad's appeal, I don't know whether it has made a big impact, but clearly the American public is war-weary, and that is his hope. But remember, Saddam Hussein did that same thing, too, and giving interviews to American media, but that didn't influence much in the outcome. So I don't know whether that will have a big impact. In a sense, I think Obama is actually surrounded by a team of liberals who really want to show to the world that the U.S. is still in the leadership when it comes to crises like this. And they want to protect this convention or the norm against the use of nuclear weapons, I mean, as well as chemical weapons. And this is their chance. And I think I don't think it's simple. Event of PR exercise for Obama and his team. Some of them genuinely believe in protecting this weapons ban.
So what do you see happening? Obama is crisscrossing the country trying to get support. It doesn't look like he's getting support. Do you think he'll go at it anyway and go alone?
Well, he has probably, I mean, it may be hard to do a direct attack once the Congress says no, but he can certainly come back with a lot of other different options, such as I mentioned, sanctions, blockade, or even showing more evidence, then maybe it may change in the course of action. But I think the point is that something has to be done, otherwise this is going to set a very bad precedent. Although Syria had been using these weapons in a limited way, this regime, but at the moment it seems like a biggest violator of this convention, which I think is protected. But we simply don't know what the consequences of this action would be, and that is the big problem here.
Right, and that also, just to get back to Assad's conversation, which is supposed to air tonight, but we've heard a lot of it. I mean, one of the things he said, of course, he talked about reprisals, and then he said, this is the war that's going to support Al-Qaeda and the same people that killed Americans on the 11th of September. That threat that he raised, I mean, whether or not it was distasteful, which a lot of people are saying, to even talk about September 11th, is that threat of Al-Qaeda being unleashed if America attacks Syria, is that real?
I don't know how much power Al-Qaeda has in Syria. They say some of the groups have links to Al-Qaeda or have sympathies to Al-Qaeda. But the problem for Assad is that, you know, whatever he's doing is not helping the cause of the Syrian regime in any manner, because he's using weapons that are banned. He is indiscriminately killing. Instead of trying for some kind of reconciliation with these different groups, which I think probably the time has passed for that, he somehow is digging deeper into his own grave. And this is, I think, what happened to Libya, you know, Gaddafi. So he's not learning lessons from those tyrants who passed away, and the Americans and the NATO all intervened. But here I think he is trying to survive based on this idea of Al-Qaeda and other threats. Obviously, that is an issue there, who will take charge once he leaves, or if at all he leaves. But the point is that the world is at watching the whole chemical use and the death of innocent people has sort of twisted the, or changed the whole dynamics of this conflict. I think there were some sympathies to Assad, but that might have been gone with respect to what he is up to, and he should have been a lot more careful in how he used force to achieve his goals.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, Professor Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye. That's TV Paul. He is a professor of international relations at McGill University.